I was thinking here we'd start at the main deck, of course, and...
It was a brisk, cold, blue sky day in Ketchikan when the Sukuliak pulled up to the downtown cruise ship dock. It's not cruise season, of course, so there was plenty of room for the 261-foot research vessel. Captain Adam Siemens started a group of reporters off on the deck, then took us through some of the lab areas dedicated to scientific research. The first piece of equipment he showed us is a large circular device with numerous metal bottles attached to the outside. Siemens gives a very science-filled explanation of what it is.
So the CTD, it collects water samples in the rosette and the bottles, and then it also has the CTD, which is the conductivity, depth, and temperature. So it measures that and does a profile.
Basically, it takes samples as it descends through the water, showing how the ocean changes at different depths.
It's pretty much our standard oceanographic equipment.
Standard now, that is. Gary Freitag is the local representative of the UAF Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program. He was along for the tour, too, and was suitably impressed with the Sukuliak's technology.
It's a lot nicer than the vessels I used to be on and with the university, that's for sure. It's quite an improvement.
Siemens says that since completion of the ship last summer, it's hosted scientists and been involved in a couple of experiments. He passed the responsibility of explaining those on to Steve Hartz, who says the first group of researchers was examining the effects of trawl fishing on underwater mountains.
So they were looking at different seamounts, some that have been fished, some that they believe never were fished, and some that they are still fishing off of.
The second research group examined ancient Jurassic age ocean bottom between Guam and Hawaii, estimated at 170 million years old.
And they were looking at magnetic fluctuation. They were using magnetometers that they put on AUV, got very close to the bottom, they got down to 5,000 meters. The AUV tracked along and took recordings of the magnetic field.
As we made our way through the ship, we met Carrie Anderson, a deckhand on board the Sukuliak. She's originally from Seward and is enthusiastic about her job.
I get to steer the ship when we're not in autopilot. I run most of the cranes or our workboat or fast rescue boat. I have emergency response duties. And then when we have science parties on board, I'll help them deploy their equipment as well.
Anderson says she loves traveling, and with a biology background, she also appreciates learning from the scientists. One of the rooms we visited housed two huge winches. Sound exciting? Well, it is from an ocean researcher's point of view. Siemens explains that the winches, used to haul equipment and or samples into and out of the ocean, are the bread and butter of the ship's research operations.
If these winches are working well, we're in good shape to conduct science. And if they're not, it's a lot of lost time. It's a lot of equipment that can expensive equipment that you can lose or damage.
Because of the importance of those winches, the crew has been testing them ever since they took delivery of the vessel, and more sea trials are planned now that the ship has made it home to Alaska.
We'll be going up for ice trials into the Bering this March. So from here, we go up, we do the sound range, and then from the sound range, we're in Seward for 3 weeks before we head up to do ice trials.
After that, who knows? The ship's long-range schedule hasn't been determined yet, and as a global-class research ship with ice-breaking capabilities, it could take its crew anywhere. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.